It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. We have, of course, our special guest on now, Lloyd Merrifield. And Lloyd, I'd like you to tell us the latest of what's going on with Carebars. Tell us, please.
Well, the latest, if you get a little background noise here, apologize. I'm out on the golf course, which proves,
right,
again, you can
okay,
do this business from anywhere. But
yes, exactly.
The Carebars model is obviously evolving, and we're all getting ready for the September 15th launch of everything, which kind of kicks everything into gear. A lot of people, obviously, were looking at the July 4th date, which came and has passed, which allows anybody to exchange 100 into 1 gram, 100 kbc into 1 gram, but that really is kind of the first step. Everything else is going to fall into place as this comes out of the gate after the 15th of September, where you've got the phones and everything else coming into existence, if you will. So there's a lot of excitement around that. It is a process, so I think everybody who's online has to understand. I think there's an evolution to this whole thing. So, I think the latest news really is to just be patient, wait for that to happen, and get on board and help bring this alternate money system into existence. But as far as everything, they're getting everything tightened up. Anybody who has any KBC coin or the Carat Bit exchange, you'll notice they've forced everyone to initiate the two-factor authentication with your Authy app, which ensures that the phishing and everything else will come to a standstill. A lot of people are losing coins because they're not properly secure, so they're forcing everybody to do that. And that's just a standard in the industry these days, so they have to do it. Otherwise, people will continue to be victims of the scammers and the fraudsters, et cetera,
right,
which is everywhere in the crypto space. So other than that, there's a real strong core group that are behind the whole money system and understand just how much this whole crypto launch with everything coming on board here is going to move everything forward in a very fast way.
Exactly. So, it makes a huge difference, isn't it? Now, what I see happening is they just decided to let forced Huawei give 90 days to buy a lot of equipment, supplies from America. That's a Chinese company. China is invading Hong Kong now. You hear what I call the pro-communist side from Harley Schlanger last Friday. I tend to believe that there's a little bit of truth on both sides. The Chinese are trying to take over production worldwide, and they're now the second largest manufacturer by country of goods in the world. They don't like our financial system, which basically is tied to the international banking and reserve system. And what's happening is that the currencies worldwide are floating against each other. Since the 70s, when we actually got rid of the gold standard, the U.S. dollar is the kind of buoyed to the top of the thing because we're backed by oil, which is also a little unstable now because of the situation in the Middle East, backed by OPEC. But I think people should start realizing they better get their savings, or at least a portion of it, into Carebars, because we're going to move toward, I think, a Bretton Woods-style currency system where people are going to have to put the international currency is going to have to lock a conversion rate between each country, and then the collective is going to have to be backed by gold. That'll prevent not tariff and non-tariff barriers. For example, one of the things that they did with the yuan is they devalued it to counteract the tariffs against China for not honoring intellectual property or doing aggressive things in terms of their business practices, like taking over corporations when they move to China.
Yeah, the whole Carebars model is about getting some gold tucked away, and this payment system concept is critical. There's a great video that I've got up on the the CaretGroup.com site, or no, it's on the Carat site, but it talks about the coming reality, which is a cashless society, doing away with cash, which obviously brings in all kinds of controls. But
I think you want to have something where you have a concrete thing that you have besides the ability of portability. You want to have also some reserves of gold.
Yeah,
right?
something that people will recognize as having value, which is what this gold does. So now is the time to be buying it. A lot of people will wait till the price starts climbing, and you know they've waited longer than they probably should have. But now is the time to be buying it. There's no better way to get your cash gold in physical form than by doing it through the KBC purchase and then converting it. But that's everybody's choice. But yeah, you should be tucking away some cash gold in physical form just in case or when that event happens to where you need something that that you can't do because cash doesn't exist anymore, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So there's no better way to get it now than, you know, you can buy these KBC coins at, you know, 2.5 to 3 cents and exchange them. You can vault them. You can vault them now and hold them for a year. After a year in the vault, you can withdraw. I've heard that they'll allow you to withdraw an ounce per day after a one-year hold. But currently, you can withdraw 1 gram per day, and soon, obviously, the CEM ATM machines will be out there, which will allow you to take your code, your banking, I guess, if you want to go in and withdraw 1 gram today and another one tomorrow, and they'll keep getting codes. Well, you can't actually get physical form.
Exactly. It makes a huge difference.
The CEMs come out, but that's coming.
Right, exactly. So what people need to start understanding is we are teetering toward a new world currency situation. And it's my guess that the reserve system with the Europe and America and the British-based, the United Nations-based kind of banking system is going to eventually win over China and Russia. They took a thing called the SWIFT system for international overnight transfers, which are one of the backbones of the banking system, and they decided to make their own parallel system, which Russia now participates in. I don't know if any other nations are doing that, but about 4 years ago, the Chinese backed their currency, the yuan, by gold. they don't allow what's called speculative banking, which is, in their corporations, because if speculative banking was allowed in China, probably their totalitarian communist control of their banking system would fly apart. So it's my feeling that this is part of what's going on in Hong Kong. Is a lot of businesses are leaving China because of their very aggressive communist attitude. And just like I had Gordon Chang on the show a couple months ago talking about the coming collapse of China, it's my feeling that the collapse of China is going to precipitate a recession, most likely after Trump gets elected. And the solution will be things like India and other nations have kind of making up the difference. Right now, China is trying to take a kind of a very aggressive stance. At the same time, they have a demographic catastrophe going on with basically their one-child policy going a few years ago to two-child. But they have an excess of between 36.5 and 100 million excess males that are getting older and are eventually going to have to take care of their parents and grandparents. And so what we have is a geopolitical disaster in China that's brewing. At the same time, temporarily, they have a lot of extra engineers and other people in their country. And they've tried to take over manufacturing, but there's lots of other smaller countries, Vietnam, Japan, etc., that could easily pick up the slack, and a lot of companies are moving away from China since Trump started the war with them last year on trade. And so my guess is that you need to shore up yourself because I have a feeling there's some earthquakes that are coming economically, and if you don't have that, you're going to find, just like in 2008, a lot of people that lost their equity haven't rebuilt themselves since then. And I don't believe the underlying structural problems in the economy have been fixed, have they?
Yeah, and I mean, there's no better time, as I'd mentioned. If you can get a gram of gold for under $3, jump on it. And sure, it doesn't allow you to take a lot of it in physical form yet, but you will. So that's the benefit. Everybody here that's listening and everybody that now understands what's going on with carat bars, and there's not a lot, relatively speaking, that do, but those that do and those that take advantage of it, they're going to be in a pretty good spot with an insurance policy just in case the worst were to happen.
Right, exactly. So it's my feeling that what we need to do is we need to start looking at that much more much more aggressively, shouldn't we?
Absolutely. And whether it's the KBC or the KCB coin, I mean, and the hard fork happens, it's all part of the same system. So
right.
you're going to be in good shape with either one.
Yeah. Now, if you people want to find out more, they need to contact, they can contact you directly through me. And what I would say is contact me and I will send your information on to Lloyd. You can also go to the drop-down menu at Shop by Products under NutriMedical.com. And there's two links. There's one link to buy the Carebar by Gram coins and cash. And the other link is the ICO coins, which are crypto. And they're going to amalgamate the two, I guess, in the next month. Is that right?
In October, yeah.
Yeah, in October, yeah. Well, it's a little over a month and a half, right?
Yep, yep. And then, you know, right now it's 100 to 1 gram. And in January it flips to 75 to 1 gram of
wow.
either coin, whichever one. So, because they'll be amalgamated into one.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, when that happens, of course, it's also going to probably increase the value of the coin because the people are trying to go in and profit getting out now. And those people are basically don't understand that we're trying to rebuild a new financial system that's stable against world economic earthquakes. Right.
Well, the fraudsters, you know, the guys who were fishing and stole a bunch of coins are the ones that are out there probably selling at these prices. You know, you can't go much lower than where it is, or they're not going to make much of a profit. So,
right.
So that's where you're seeing the selling coming from. And right now, there's not as much buying as there was prior to the 4th. But that's going to change. There's a lot of things that are going to be pushing the price higher as everything moves forward here.
Right.
Yep.
So, what I see happening is that people don't understand that there's going to be a new change, and we got involved. I think I got personally involved a few years ago. You've been one of the senior people in this many years ago. You have to have the vision of where you want to go. You want to have a currency that doesn't monitor by banks or credit card companies or governments. You want it totally encrypted, not like Libra, which is the currency that they're pushing with Facebook, and of course they're a tentacle of the beast of the intel agencies that want to monitor and control you, right?
Right.
So that's what I see happening here. People don't grasp this. They don't realize that that's what CareParts is, a solution. Just like we tell people there's a solution to things like earthquakes. Last week people asked me, how do you do that? Well, you figure out the resonant frequency of the tectonic plate that you could be sliding on, and you put in a microcurrent, tell your current there, so you get microquakes every day rather than a megaquake every half millennium. And, you know, they can destroy a city. Well, the same thing goes. You got to start shoring things up and having food storage, backup power. For example, we have a 20-kilowatt generator and solar panels. We're going to soon have silicon salt batteries and an EMP protection we get from Standale. So that even if there's a coronal mass ejection or a power surge from a weapon that's been a weapon of indignation and not got a power grid, but this is like your financial prepping. You have to prep financially because other than bartering, this is going to be the best currency system in the world, isn't it?
Well, I mean, even money is a form of barter, I guess, cash, but
right.
It certainly has value that everybody recognizes rather than just backed by a government that who knows when the trust and the confidence will be eroded in that. So,
exactly.
Yeah, it's taken a while to get here, but it's finally here, and I think by next spring it'll be rolling along fairly well for a lot of people as a backup source. I know CareCards themselves were suggesting that, you know, within a year, over 50% of all transactions in CareCards itself will be made using the KBC coin and the gold payment system.
Now, the other thing is you can become a vendor. We are. You can buy and sell. You'll be able to actually not be having to pay credit card fees. The CareCards allows you to have international transfer in a world currency that's going to be completely separate from government currencies or bank currencies. And I think this is the reason why the Libra decided to jump forward and try to see if they could push it, even with a few credit card companies backing it, which is kind of strange because they get money by charging interest. So go to NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop Buy Products, go to the drop-down menu. If you want to know more and get signed up, give me the contact. Drop me an email through the contact us at NutriMedical, and I will pass it on to our expert, Lloyd, who is teaching me a lot of things as we have the many months now of CareCards, and I'm so glad that I got involved. Back in a moment with Dr. Chouat.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And Malcolm, back to the Nutramedical Report. And, of course, we have the amazing Dr. Truat on. Dr. Truat, I want you to talk about the... we don't have him yet. Okay. We will shortly. Dr. Truat is an old colleague of mine going back many years. We've worked on many projects together. What I find amazing to me is how we were able to collaborate on projects that deal with similar things that were converging over time. I did research basically back in the 1970s in rheumatology, and I discovered that the autonomic nervous system must be controlling autoimmune diseases like arthritis. When I worked with Dr. When I worked with the head of rheumatology at the Victoria General Hospital, who's the head of the American and Canadian Arthritis Association. And we have Dr. Truat. Dr. Truat, why don't you talk about a little bit of your background? You've done research with Linus Pauling on frequencies and also on minerals, and you've done work, and you're working on a machine called a MAGA, which is basically kind of a smaller version in a sense of device of the machine that we had, we call the QRS mat, and now of course the Selvedo mat. This MAGA tries to restore the electrical voltages in the body, right?
Oh yes, thanks for having me on, Dr. Billigan. Yeah, the work that was done for decades by Dr. Becker and Dr. Pauling and others proved out without any reasonable doubt that the body is very much an electromagnetic spectrum, very much its electrical charges. And when the radiant electron flow inside the cell voltage starts to wither, well, a lot of things happen. So you start to age. That's all part of aging. And a whole set of problems began to form. And so the whole study of what's called a pulsed electromagnetic field began in earnest with Dr. Pauling in Germany. Dr. Fischer and others in Germany began to show the connections between cell voltage and the central nervous system to what's called the cauda equina, the horse cell bundle of nerves that come out and actually fan out the what's called the sacrum bone in the lower back, the core region of the pelvic floor. So,
right, exactly.
Yeah, that's in a nutshell. There's so many disease states that are tied into what's called calcification of those nerve endings. And it's, again, the blood becomes sluggish. The blood, as you know, is called hemoglobin because it's iron-based. And, of course, you know what iron does under a magnetic flux, a magnetic
right.
field.
Right.
It just lines up the blood molecules beautifully. That's what it does.
Right. Now, what I'm doing research on is extending the research that you've done and the work of Dr. Nesterov at the Nonlinear Institute and researchers at the INS Institute in Netherlands and the research scientists in China, where they've always looked at the harmonic resonance of the body through they call qi, and in India they call prana. And what I'm discovering is your research is confirmed. I use the atomic resonance of minerals, which we deliver through various technologies now. Over the weekend, I upgraded my resonant frequency generator broadcast machine. We can generate a field that can actually go like a significant difference, 20 watts, actually. What you have with the MAGA machine is you're able to recharge the body. And it's kind of like a smaller version of the very fancy Selvedo with the Fibonacci frequency sequence, doesn't it?
Yeah, and again, there is electromagnetic fields that Dr. Pauling primarily uncovered that are problematic. Just because something is as electromagnetic structure, that doesn't mean it's good for the body. In fact, it can be downright harmful.
Right,
so,
exactly.
I think it was Dr. Pauling that actually coined the term electrosmog
right.
to basically show the range of frequencies that are harmful. A cell phone frequency, electromagnetic pulse on the cell phone, or even your computer screen, a television set,
right?
Especially the old sets that were tube driven. These
right.
electromagnetic.
Yeah, exactly. In other words, you can make a huge difference, can't it? Now, what happens is these frequencies basically simulate and block minerals. The primary frequency that regulates mRNA messenger RNA induction is minerals. I call it the Sabbath in your cells. And the Sabbath basically is why the Sabbath was in the Bible, because without minerals, plants can't have any vitamin content or color or taste. And the food that the animals and plants eat, if it doesn't have minerals, it doesn't turn on your genes. Your genes are actually dependent on, because all a gene basically does is code for a protein, or a protein that wraps around a monoatomic mineral to make or break bonds, we call an enzyme. And genes don't code for anything other than proteins or enzymes, which are a protein wrapped around a monoatomic mineral. The next thing that can have an effect is amino acids. The next is peptides. And we have currently the full range of peptides for every organ. We're even going to be adding one for stomach and intestines. And what people need to understand, I believe it's the resonant frequency of the peptides that has that effect on the body, doesn't it? So I'm in the process of trying to extract the frequency, which you can actually back calculate, because we can put in the frequency for nogalase, for example, which is generated by cancer cells or viruses or fungi or bacteria. And nogalase paralyzes your macrophages to kill pathogens off or to fight and kill cancer. We put that 337 frequency, and you actually gave it to me because you've done research on the atomic resonance based on the Linus Pauling equations, that if you take a heavy metal like uranium or mercury or whatever to take it out of the body, you can hit the resonant frequency and the body will detox more efficiently, won't it?
Hello?
Does that make sense that the nogalase frequency can help you get rid of nogalase? You can do the same thing with toxins or even a pathogen, right, in the body?
Right. Yeah, I got kicked off the connection there, Dr. Bill. But
oh yeah, because you're out in an area where you may not have five bars, right?
No, I've got huge amount of bars. I mean, that's crazy how it got just.
It doesn't surprise me. I had a tech problem with my computer, which wouldn't shut on until finally I'm sort of like halfway through my first hour of the show, and luckily I got my monitors back on again. But they were giving me a lot of grief. I think that there's people don't understand the nature and the structure of the universe, do they? And I'm just going to kind of do a quick review here. We live in what's called the entropic world, where time occurs, the era of time occurs, because energy and mass change. Then there's the realm of consciousness we call the realm of the spirit or soul, and we're connected through the core living waters with a silver cord to our pineal gland through magnetite, which is iron in our pineal gland. And then finally there's the eternal realm, the realm where God exists and where ultimately eternity exists. And eternity is not something just in the future. Eternity is the eternal now. In other words, when God creates, everything's in now. Now, the frequency, the now frequency of DNA is when God spoke us into existence, we had to be complete the very first instant he created us. Otherwise, we wouldn't work. It's like building a machine. If all the parts aren't working, the machine would never not only be able to do what it does, but it definitely couldn't replicate and have, let's say, daughter machines, like, you know, men and women come together and have children. They've done a lot of meddling with genetic engineering, and you can kind of fiddle with the genes with the Cas9 protocol, but they aren't necessarily stable or even healthy. And they've done a lot of experiments on this. So what we want to do is we want to reverse a lot of the toxic pollution. For example, when people get a MAGA, they're going to be able to restore their cell energy level, which we'll probably have or around Labor Day, hopefully in a few weeks' time. We also have the Cell VTOL mat and the photon sound beam that Nikola Tesla put together that you did with an engineer friend of yours from the military. And one of our friends, Dr. Royal, is using that to actually fight cancer and lower cancer cell markers at the two major labs, in New Jersey and the Oncolabs in Boston. Can you talk about this for a minute? Because people need to understand life is frequency, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely is. The cell has something called telomeres to the DNA structure that's proverbial helix.
Right.
The telomeres are actually best described as antenna, receiving
right.
antenna. What do they receive? Well, they receive specific pulse electromagnetic frequencies.
Right.
I interviewed on my radio show many years ago, electrical engineer that was working on the cell phone, the cellular towers. And it was amazing. They're calling it cellular communication because it mimics exactly how our cells themselves work. I thought that was very interesting why it's called a cell phone.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah,
now, of course, we now know that the 5G network is toxic. We had a show last week, and again, you're also a kind of a religious expert in a lot of issues, and I want to kind of get into this a bit. Last week we had on the program Professor Pastor Carl Gallops, And his latest book is called The Kingdom of the Gods, right? And, and he made an interesting statement, because one of his friends is a messianic pastor, or a rabbi. Now, most rabbis are into the Sefer Yetzirah and the Talmud of Babylon, and it's just as apostate as you found out with the Book of Mormon and the Pearl of Great Price. But what happens is, the reality is, when you accept Yeshua, which this rabbi did, and his family were, you know, Jewish rabbis for many centuries, he actually quotes scriptures from the New Testament and shows very clearly that the temple is not a building. In other words, it's the opinion that only about 12% of Jews in Israel know these temple Jews that want to build a temple, and the evangelicals here in America want to build a temple because they want to have a sign. But the real temple, the word naos, is the word of the temple is us. And the final invasion of that temple is the invasion of consciousness. And I've mentioned this before on the show, that 42 years ago, when I wanted to work on multiple sclerosis research, because my first wife was dying of MS at UCLA in the VA hospital, Dr. Tortolot had a liquid nitrogen-cooled magnetronic helmet and an F-14 fighter so they could do onboard commands and controls. What we've discovered, very importantly, so people understand this, is that even under Obama, they put in hundreds of millions of dollars of research to try to hack into human consciousness. And that's where I believe this so-called cyber god is going to set up his temple and call himself as God, is that the supernet and the artificial intelligent supercomputers they're building are literally to invade your consciousness and your mind. Now, how you can block that and how you can block the effect on your genes is using epigenetic frequency treatment, which we have now on Nutramedical. And there's a whole list of devices I have there, including, I'll soon, if you give me the tech specs, the MagEye device. I also put up my frequency generating device, which I did an upgrade yesterday, and I have a really cool device that can be used for kind of like short-range radio broadcasting, but you can use the same thing with my MP3s for broadcasting mineral resonance, amino acid resonance, or once I extract the frequencies, we call radionic broadcasting of a plasma resonance of peptides. We give you orally to try to reverse your organ degeneration of your heart, your kidneys, your testes, your ovaries, your thyroid, whatever. So isn't that interesting that the temple is us, isn't it? And that what you're doing and you're helping me do is to actually restore the temple and clear it from all of the, just like when Jesus cleared the temple of all the money changers. It's the money changers who want to get into your consciousness, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I was just sent out an email. In fact, I should have copied you on the email. I apologize. But there was this a great expose. There's a whistleblower that came out from Google. Of course, we have Google's leading the pack in this transhumanism research, just like you mentioned. Right. We know Ray Kurzweil and his Day of Singularity, all of that.
Right. I know Ray personally. Yeah, I know Ray.
So you see, the whistleblower came out with 1,000 pages of documents that I personally been digging into over the weekend, Dr. Bill, and oh my goodness, it's beyond the 1984 novel. I mean, they are absolutely setting the,
and by the way,
public concept of consciousness into a special.
And by the way, this is a health issue primarily, and a mind issue and a soul issue, because the frequencies that regulate your DNA, they can literally hack into as a 5G network and with Wi-Fi and so on. And it can hack into, like the Operation Crimson Mist, into the Magdala Rage Control Center and make people on a killing range. People need to understand the mark of the beast, is invading human consciousness. They don't want to just know where you buy something or even your GPS coordinates. They want to know the intentions of your heart and your thoughts, right?
And what's eerie, Dr. Bill, is not only to know that, but to control that.
Exactly.
It's amazing.
Stay right there. Thank you for coming on. We're going to get you back on soon. Oh, actually, you're on for the next segment. Sorry, I almost forgot. You're on for the next segment. I'll see you back in about 4 minutes. Take care.
Okay.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further.
Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. And we're back with Dr. Truat. So, Dr. True, I'd like you to kind of expand on the whole issue of epigenetics. Now, of course, here at NutriMedical, and I provide the best nutraceuticals in the world, custom designed and tailored to your needs. And of course, you can get a free starter protocol. Just go to contact us at NutriMedical.com. If you've purchased the product already, you can even get a call phone back, time window after the show or weekends. If you haven't purchased the product before, you get a starter protocol free. Just give me a paragraph or two about your health issues. If you want to put some labs or kind of a summary of a support report that you have. And I'm available. And what I'm doing is I'm training doctors around the world that belong to our Academy of Anti-Aging Environmental Advancement in Medicine. And you get this advantage of getting in the best nutraceuticals and epigenetic frequency treatment. So do contact me, 888-212-8871.
If you have a question for any show except the first hour of Friday where we answer your questions, you can call in live to the show here at CRN Talk 6 at 818-818-6401. So, Dr. Chu, it's important to understand that signal or frequency or voice, if you want to call it, like the voice of God, plus substance, the minerals, and the amino acids and the building blocks, like the right activated nutraceuticals and jump gene defects, like our Vitamineral Max and Minerals Plus. If you don't have the nutrients, you can't rebuild your body, like my Red Deer Velvet DR that I had patented a month ago. First product in the world returns you to the fetal state where you don't age. With 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, I recommend you take it with oncomycin. You need not only the Vitamineral Max and Minerals Plus and other nutraceuticals, but you may also need specific epigenetic frequency to heal you, including, and I think this is how peptides work. The peptides work, and if you look at the thing, they work by actually stimulating the body to rebuild the organic structure of organs. So I'm working on that project next, is to actually extract the resonant frequencies of the peptides for each target organ. Tell us about the Mega. Well, how is it going to work, and how simple is it to operate?
Well, we want to make it as simple as possible, and the KISS acronym is simply keep
right.
it simple and,
right.
and whatever.
Exactly,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It is something that is designed to go right over the sacrum, which is located
right.
really just right above the buttocks, okay,
right.
of the body.
Exactly.
To basically resonate down with a harmonic master frequency that I have verified over the last 8 years, actually.
Right.
That will just resonate on that sacrum. I think I personally believe in my research that the sacrum is the vibratory center of the entire physical body. There's a reason why those nerves all come out over the sacrum, and there's a reason I submit that the ancient healers of antiquity named the bone in Latin sacrum, which literally means the holy center, the holy bone. As you said in the first last segment, Dr. Bill, our bodies are indeed temples of the Most High, and Jesus said that very clearly in Scripture, that you don't want to defile this temple of, you want to have, again, the mystery of godliness. If you really understand the New Testament writings of Paul and his letters that he put out, the mystery is to have God himself, Jesus, the Spirit of God, indwelling in you. And when that happens, and only then does the epigenetics change, where you literally become sons and daughters of the Most High God. We're born, you know, children of wrath. We were born children of sin. And I got to say this, when you know, I've been talking a lot with some of the really top epigenetic scientists located here at the University of Utah, I got to tell you, they're stunned because the genetic codes of your body, not only does it permanently record everything you've done and said as, you know, from your days as a baby to the present day, but guess what's also encoded there in the epigenetic structure? All of your ancestry on both sides, male and female, the chromosomes.
Well, it's coded not just as a DNA code of base pairs; it's coded as what's called hyperdimensional frequency, isn't it?
It is, absolutely, and you know what the medium of that is, Dr. Bill. There's a mineral called iridium that is the core of how cell phones work in the cell phone towers to connect.
Yeah, that's why it's called the Iridium Project, Low Earth Orbit Satellite Project, which I talked about in 1999, 20 years ago with Prophecy Club, the Iridium Project, which is the Iridium Low Earth Orbit Satellite Phone System, right?
Yeah, so that's how we communicate on the cell phone right now, talking to you on this radio show, but when you look at the medium of iridium, it's also the medium of water. And it's just, I think it's highly telling that Jesus of Nazareth was the master of water. Look at all of the things he did concerning water. The first public recorded miracles, turning water into wine. Then, of course, he walked on the water. He calmed the Sea of Galilee, the freshwater sea there, and stopped the wind. But what was miraculous is you really get into the Scripture, and I've been on the Sea of Galilee, Dr. Bill, and in the middle of the night, what's called a Scirocco. A massive wind will come out of nowhere. It can be calm as can be, and suddenly your 45, 50 mile per hour wind gust called a Scirocco comes out of the desert and hits that Sea of Galilee. And before long, I mean, you got 6 foot, 7 foot waves that are frothing.
Right.
Now, I witnessed this myself, and as the wind stops blowing, because the Scirocco can stop as fast as it starts, but it takes literally, you know, as much as an hour for the seas to calm after the Scirocco goes. So the scripture tells us that the apostles were amazed, right, that not only the wind stopped at his command, but the seas themselves, the water, became calm and peaceful.
Right.
What manner of man, they said, is this, that even the wind and the waves obey his command? Well, the point I'm making is the water is the transcendental carrier of the epigenetic structure.
Right.
We're water-based beings.
I'm going to give a little story then. I got a revelation yesterday, literally while I was standing in my pool playing tennis with my daughter. And it goes back a long way to 1976, and I was a medical student, fourth-year medical school, with my friend who was actually working with S.T. Norvell, who was a cancer doctor working with melanoma. And my medical student buddy and I basically were taking bets on a guy that we thought was going to be dead, so we're going to go to the autopsy the next day and see exactly how he died from the tumor. We looked at a CT scan, and he had a baseball size in his head and a football in his liver, and it was actually spun getting through his back. So my buddy and I decided we were going to take bets. I figured he'd last 3 or 4 days. He figured he'd be dead by the morning, so we would go to the autopsy the next day. And so he got called away. He was an atheist, by the way, and so was S.T. Norvell, who was from Texas A&M, who was the head of our oncology department. See, Dalhousie in Halifax, Nova Scotia, is the sister university of Harvard right across the strait at Boston. So they often would do conjoint projects, and they were considered the Canadian version of Harvard, okay? So we had a pretty top university. And so here I was. I was in the room with this guy, and he said, oh, I want you to stay because, you know, my friend was called away. And I said, okay. And, of course, I had been attacked by a priest in the vestment room at 14. I had been a very religious little boy, serving Mass 6 days a week as an altar boy. And even a high altar boy, I got a special dispensation to be involved with the archbishop even when they did exorcisms. So I'm in the room, and he said, well, I want you to pray for me. Now, of course, I didn't go to church. I knew God was real, but I didn't go to church because I thought, and that sarcastically, and this is what I would tell people, that I thought the doors of the church were heavy to make sure Satan couldn't get out. Because I figured there were some pretty bad people in there, right? And so this guy was dying of cancer, and he's got his Bible, and he's reading scriptures, and he says, well, will you pray for me? And I said, oh, gee, I did pray to God when I got in trouble because I didn't go to church. I figured churches were, you know, having been there. And I wasn't going to either Catholic or a Protestant church at the time in medical school. And so I just kind of decided to say, God, help me say a prayer. I just said, so I started saying, you know, God, let us visualize that his tumor is gone, and let us give us an image right now that there is no tumor there. And after praying only for about 30 or 40 seconds, all of a sudden I got an image in my mind that the tumor was gone. And the guy, he had asked me to make sure that I just felt like I should. I put my hand on his shoulder, and he said, well, can you touch me? In other words, when you're saying the prayer. So I put my hand on his shoulder. And I had this really strange kind of feeling, like an energy or something went down my arm into him. At the same time, I got this revelation that literally the now, which is where God is. See, every moment of every second of time is now to God, all right? So anyway, I had this image in my mind that, hey, his liver tumor is under God. I said, why do I know that? I'm thinking, this is strange. I mean, I visualized in my mind's eye that his tumor was gone. So I got called away. And the next day, of course, what happened is the next day, I came back to the room. I figured, well, he'd be down in the autopsy room. We're going to, you know, he died. Yeah, I lost my bet, and I thought he would last a few days. And he said, oh, no, he was discharged home. I said, what? So I asked my friend what happened. And he said, yeah, he was discharged home. He got spontaneous remission. I'm thinking, that was big tumors to have spontaneous remission. Right, it was end stage, you know. So 6 months later, he came back in, and where the tumor was fungating through his back, it was all normal bones and ligaments and everything. It was all white, normal tissue.
the liver, the brain, everything was normal. I said, whoa. He said, but when you were praying and you said the prayer and you had this image you said in your mind that the tumor was gone, he said he could see Jesus Christ with his hand on your shoulder. I said, whoa. Now, in 1982, God gave me a gift. I was running my free pain clinic in Calgary, and I was one of the team doctors of the Calgary Flames and doing research on pain. So I was had the guy who was a part owner of the Calgary Flames was also doing software development in my office. And he bought me equipment from Europe, and that's where I was using pulse magnetic field machines. I had a PhD electrical engineer helping me, and I was playing around tinkering. You know, I'm a tinkerer. And I built out of that device thing a device called Odynatins, which I may repatent. I patented in 1986. Which is a resonant magnetic field machine with little electrodes. You can actually go over the acupuncture points. And anyway, I walked into the room, and one of my patients said, I'm going to kill myself, Dr. Deagle. And I said, why? She said, because I'm in so much pain, I can't live. And she was like a chunky lady, about 5 foot tall, with one of those collars on, because you got a decelerating neck injury. And I just said a little prayer. I said, God, help me. And all of a sudden, I could see through her head. I said, uh-oh, I'm losing it. So I went down to my consult room, and I felt this like this giant hand gently pushing me to the ground. And I felt a energy going through me. I couldn't explain. It was like being put through on high-tension power lines of something powerful. It didn't hurt, but it felt like, whoa, something happened. So I went down to the console room, looked at her again. I can still see through. I said, okay, I'm losing it. So I sent everybody home, and 3 days later, a lady came to my office. She said, Dr. Deagle, I've been praying. I'm a Christian. I said, oh, God. I rolled my eyes because I had 22,000 Mormons, and I was not going to become a Mormon, okay? I had 22,000 Mormons, and I learned a lot of stuff about Mormonism, which you already know, too. Like, there's a temple for Lucifer in the Salt Lake City Temple in gold, okay? And a lot of other things that are really bad. Of course, the origins of it with, you know, of Mormonism is no different than the origins of high-level Masonry or Druidism or whatever, or Talmudic, you know, Satanism. In fact, we're going to get an expert to talk about this, about the fact that the land of Gog and Magog is the land of the Khazars that took over Israel. So Israel is in a sense right now the expression of the land of Gog and Magog of Ezekiel 38 and 39. We're going to expose that.
Yeah, that sounds like Mr. Henry, right? Or Mr. Patrick.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah,
I've
had him on my show. It's an excellent book, excellent study.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. It was on the Power of Prophecy, and we have on once a month, we have on our Jerry Barrett on the program and talks about that.
Oh.
But anyway, here's what happened is... I examined him. Now, I was already accepted. I was working with the Dean of Medicine on Emotion Disorders at Dalhousie, and I was accepted to do a residency in science doctorate research at UCLA 42 years ago. So I've been around for a long time. So I examined him. Couldn't find anything wrong, and when she started crying, I said, well, God help me, and I could see right through him and see the tumor. I called the head of neurosurgery. He did a CT scan to confirm it because he couldn't believe that I actually knew there was a tumor with no CT. 3 days later, he did the surgery. He said exactly what I'd heard supernaturally. If I hadn't operated, he would have been blind in 2 weeks and dead in 4. So that gift I've used hundreds of thousands of times since. And I can tell you, the now prayer is the most powerful thing we can do. Prayer. The now. The God within us. Right?
Okay.
Thank you, Dr. Drew. We're going to get you back on soon. I'd like to get you back on, if possible, really soon, to talk about these things in a full hour. So let's do that. Let's get it arranged.
Okay. And the medicine for the blues.